The MarTech Podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com.
From advertising to software as a service to data.
Across all of our programs and clients, we've seen a 55 to 65% open rate.
Getting brands authentically integrated into content performs better than TV advertising.
Typical lifespan of an article is about 24 to 36 hours.
If we're reaching out to the right person with the right message and a clear call to action, then it's just a matter of timing.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast, and I Hear Everything production. In this podcast, you'll hear the stories of world-class marketers that use technology to drive business results and achieve career success. We'll unearth the real-world experiences of some of the brightest minds in the marketing and technology space so you can learn the tools, tips, and tricks they've learned along the way. Now here's the host of the MarTech Podcast, Benjamin Shapiro.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast. I'm your host, Benjamin Shapiro, and today we're going to talk about the rise of digital audio advertising. Joining us is Tal Florentin, who is the founder and CEO of Summary, which helps companies enjoy the magic of audio by turning their classic textual content into engaging branded audio playlists that help their audience know more with less effort. And today, Tal and I are going to talk about the podcast and streaming audio landscape. All right, here's the first part of my conversation with Tal Florentin, the founder and CEO of Summary. Tal, welcome to the MarTech Podcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Excited to have you as a guest on the show. I understand you're based in Israel, so I appreciate you staying up late to be a guest on our podcast.
My pleasure.
Well, before the sun rises again, let's talk a little bit about what's happening in the audio landscape. You know, I work as a podcaster, and we've seen, you know, growth of adoption in podcasting. People are consuming more on-demand content. Obviously, streaming radio has been around for a long time, and there's also your terrestrial radio. But we're also seeing more connection between digital marketing, text-based content, and podcast and audio as well. One of the things that we focus on, give me your view of the landscape. How do you think about connecting audio and digital and text? And tell us a little bit about what you do at Summary to help make those connections.
First of all, I'm coming from the world of user experience design. What I did over the last 15 years is try to match behaviors and technology and try to look at these two elements and how they meet. And I think what we see in the world of audio is super exciting because we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg of what I call audio land. If you look at a video for a second, you see that we basically covered every option there is around video. And if you look at text, we've been there for quite a while. But if you look at the area of audio, I think we're just getting started and figuring out what it is and what are the options there. So we started with audiobooks and then we moved into podcasts in general. And then we had some episode of Clubhouse kind of changing and reframing what audio is and what are the options that audio brings to the table. And I think we're just getting started in figuring out how audio can become a part of our world where currently podcasts are leading the attention. So I've been around audio for 6 years now. And if you take me 6 years backwards, we were actually talking to digital managers, marketers, and so on. And they were asking, why are you speaking about audio? Isn't the video the main thing today? So we had some hard time talking about what are the benefits of audio 6 years ago. Currently, when we talk about audio, everybody turns the word audio to podcasts and say what they think about podcasts. And I think we're just getting to know a huge playground with million, what they call audio opportunities, which are things that we can do with audio, which you didn't think about them before. And the main innovative thing about audio is not the technology. It's the fact that we are swamped with too much information in our other places of content consumption, in desktop and mobile and so on, where we have screens in front of us. And audio basically opens the door to get to know more in our off time while doing something else. And I think this behavioral benefit is going to become a major thing. And I'll even say a dramatic thing. I think if we talk about marketing, communication, and so on, it was Seth Godin who said a while ago that content marketing is the only marketing left. And I think he basically changed the world and he moved every company to deal with creating content. And now I think we're in the next stage of that where we see that content marketing is overloaded because of that. And I think the next generation of that is to say that audio content marketing is the only option left, because audio is the only format that professionals may have find to consume. And then it goes to any type of content you would want to promote.
A special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, the marketing mix modeling platform that makes measuring ROI fast, easy, and cost-effective. Request a demo at mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Time for a one-minute break to hear from our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. In 1919, John Wanamaker said, "Half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. I just don't know which half." Well, the advertising landscape has changed since then, and instead of reaching your audience on two channels, you're probably reaching them on 20. Turns out John didn't know how easy he had it. But that doesn't mean that you should give up on striving towards marketing effectiveness. No matter how complex your marketing strategy is, Mutinex Growth OX is the market mix modeling platform that measures the impact of marketing on your bottom line. Mutinex's market mix modeling platform calibrates your insights against the latest market conditions so you can make media and marketing investment decisions confidently and quickly. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, your best decision starts here. To learn more about Mutinex, go to mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Okay, here's the rest of today's interview. You said something that I think is really interesting, and basically you're juxtaposing the life cycle of different fidelities of content, where we started with text in the early days of the rise of the internet. Everyone was blogging, and we saw that manifest itself in shorter form content, and that was the rise of social media and Twitter. And then we saw more sort of graphic content come around, where Instagram became important, and sort of in parallel, we're seeing Netflix and sort of the on-demandification of video content, sight, sound, and motion being blended together. So both of those mediums require you to sit down and actively consume the content. You need to be watching the video in front of a screen, and audio has inherent capabilities to allow you to multitask, to do multiple things, consume content without both your eyes and maybe even your hands being active. So I think there's inherent benefits in the audio landscape. And I think that your point was that we got started a little late with audio. And so there's still growth and room for opportunity where streaming video started with the rise of Netflix and YouTube. Text, obviously, they've been blogging since basically the internet started. And now we're seeing this rise of adoption in different formats of audio. So you mentioned Clubhouse, you mentioned podcasts. Walk me through some of the different formats of audio that you think are important for marketers to grasp. How do you segment audio as a marketing channel?
I'd like to go a few seconds backward because you mentioned YouTube. And I think this is one pretty amazing insight around YouTube, because if you ask people what type of media YouTube is connected to, the automatic answer that you'll get is video. There's a match between the word YouTube and the word video. And amazingly, what happened over the last few years is that YouTube provided the premium services, which basically allow you to consume video without the visual element, because otherwise they wouldn't let you get your screen off and continue to listen to the content without watching it. So amazingly, the premium services of YouTube are basically audio services, but nobody figured it out in my area, which is pretty amazing. And I think the evolution that they did is understand that the format that they had has to evolve towards becoming available and not require to invest your 100% attention on that. So let me fast forward to the future as I see it. I think what will happen is that we will figure out that the benefits of audio is basically around the fact that we can actually consume that on the go. And it would be relevant to take any other content that you may want to consume and turn it into that. So it's not just that you have on podcast format nowadays. It would be that report that you need to read towards the next management meeting, or that ebook that you downloaded a while ago and never opened because nobody reads ebooks anymore. We all download them and assume that they have super valuable content, but we never find the time to actually consume them. But if they would wait for my time in my audio listening time, then they would have a chance, where nowadays they don't have a chance. And I think another element of that is breaking long form content into shorter versions of that, and basically breaking the barriers between text, audio, and video, and allowing users to consume that wherever they are, whenever they are, and take any type of content into their listening time. So this is where I think marketers should actually open the door to thinking where audio can be beneficial for them in their customer journey. And I think there are two places that are worth thinking about. One of them is how you take your existing content that have been out there, blog posts, ebooks, white papers, and so on, and turn that into something that people can consume with audio. And the other one is figuring out that it doesn't have to start with something that you have, because as a user experience designer, one thing that we do on a daily basis is create charts of customer journeys and try to figure out where we can do different types of interactions with them. And amazingly, we look at situations where you have a screen in front of you, a desktop or a smartphone or so on. And interestingly, the most interesting places I found recently by looking at that and opening a door for audio is places where you don't have a screen in front of you. So I'll give an example. Think of a situation where you just bought your new Nespresso machine. So you're excited about improving your life quality and having that new device. And you probably go out of the Nespresso store with a giant box in your hands. You probably go to your car, and then you probably have 30 to 50 minutes driving back to the place where you're going to take your new device. And you're excited about your new purchase. So you're interested in knowing more about that. So this would be an ideal time for content which is audio-based. But if I will wait for you to get to the place you're driving to and I will have a video waiting for you, then an interesting thing will happen. You'll get to your home or office or whatever you went to, and then you'll arrive. And then the reality on that place is going to take over. So you're not going to watch a video. And of course, you're not going to read any document. So interesting times for audio branded content would be audio times in between situations, which we never actually marked on our map.
So I think my takeaway from what you're saying is that there's multiple different fidelities and multiple different formats that we need to consider when it comes to audio. I think it's easy to look at the parallels between what's been happening in the streaming services. We look at Netflix moved television to be on demand. We didn't have to show up at 5 p.m. Eastern to see the news. We could see that content on demand, and that sort of started with the Netflixification of our content. YouTube obviously is on demand, and that's user-generated content. And so we're seeing a similar thing in the audio sphere. There's a focus on on-demand content. That's the rise of podcasts. You can listen to what you want, when you want, instead of turning on the radio and basically having content being pushed to you, you get to decide. But there's also different ways to think about using audio, which is bringing companion content together with some of the other digital assets that you're creating. And at the end of the day, no matter what the fidelity is, you want your users and your consumers to be able to consume your content in whatever format is best for them. Everybody consumes a little bit differently. I happen to be somebody that understands content better through audio. That's why I became a podcaster. Some people, my wife loves reading, reads more books than anybody I know. Everybody's going to be a little bit different, and having multiple different fidelities of content is increasingly important in this new digital age where we're able to personalize the user experience more and more. And that's what we're going to continue talking about the rest of this week. So that wraps up this episode of the MarTech Podcast. Thanks to Tal Florentin, the founder and CEO of Summary. In part two of this interview, which we'll publish tomorrow, Tal and I are going to discuss repurposing text with audio content. If you can't wait until our next episode and you'd like to learn more about Tal, you can find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes. You can contact him on Twitter, where his handle is Tal Florentine UX. That's TalFlorentineUX. Or you could visit his company's website, which is summurai.com, SummuraiI.com. Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to martechpod.com, where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can also subscribe to our once a week newsletter, and you can even send us your topic suggestions or your marketing questions, which we'll answer live on our show. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is MartechPod, MartechPod on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Or you can contact me directly. My handle is Ben J. Shap, BenJShap. And if you haven't subscribed yet and you want a daily stream of marketing and technology knowledge in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day this year. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app, and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, my advice is to just focus on keeping your customers happy.
Thanks for listening to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. Looking to launch or scale a podcast like this one for your brand? Then visit iheareverything.com.